can go. You can start all over again. You could try to find a way to make another day go by. You can hide, hold all your feelings inside. You could try to carry on when all you wanna do is cry.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and I am tickled to have in studio with us the president of Minnesota Hemp Farms. We have in studio with us today John Strofus. Great to see you.
Hi, Mo. Good to see you again.
Well, it's really great to see you and hear how your company is just really taking off, and I'm so excited to get an update from you, but let's clear the air. When people hear Minnesota Hemp Farms, okay, let's get all the weird, funny stuff out of the way. What does that mean?
Well, the first thing that we have as a challenge always is that to tell them and inform them that hemp is not marijuana.
Okay. Why do we think that, though?
I think most people think that hemp comes from the marijuana plant, and it's actually it's the same type of plant. So in the sense that we have corn, we have field corn, and we have sweet corn. So it's very similar. In cannabis, you have high THC, which is marijuana, and that gets you high. And then there's hemp, which has very low THC. And the other attributes of the plant are the same. So they look the same, but they have different components in them with the lower THC. So that's why it's legal in the United States, and we can now grow it.
But this is a new phenomenon that it's legal.
That's correct. The United States is the largest hemp importer in the world. We use hemp products in many different things, but we've been unable to grow it until the 2014 Farm Bill. And in Minnesota specifically, 2016 was our first growing year, and this year we have an even larger grow here in the state of Minnesota.
So the Minnesota Hemp Farms is located north of Hastings?
Correct. We're in Denmark Township. And last year we had about 18 acres of 35 planted in the state. And this year the state will have approximately 1,500 acres planted. And we have approximately 800 of those. 80 are in the Denmark Township area. And then the rest of it is throughout the state with different farmers that we're contract growing with, both for conventional hemp as well as organic raised hemp.
Unbelievable how this is growing.
It's really taken off compared to, you know, we look back just a year and a half ago where we were at. Now we have different products that are out. We're getting into retail outlets. We have many different products that we're bringing to market.
So why did it take so long for Minnesota to say it's okay to grow hemp here?
Minnesota was actually very quick overall as far as, you know, the first thing that we needed was some sort of federal regulation or law permitting it at the federal level.
So why was the federal so late? Why did it take until 2016 for you?
I think it's you know, just education. There's been sort of a myth and propagation that hemp is marijuana, and all of the negative attributes that have been associated with cannabis, which now when you look at medical marijuana, you know, people are starting to realize all the benefits that cannabis has for health, and really it's not addictive, unlike hard drugs like heroin, even though it's classified in that camp. So we try to really stay out of the medical marijuana and the cannabis debate and just focus on hemp, which has food, but also a lot of nutraceutical benefits. And there's some things I can share with you about that.
So excited. Well, you really hit the ground running earlier this year because your first crop came in, right? And then you turned it into hearts?
Correct. The first product and the most common hemp food on the market right now is called a hemp heart or the hemp nut, which is the innard of the shell. So we take the shell off in a dehulling process, and then the meat of the seed can be eaten raw. We put it in a packaged bag, and people will put that on salads. They'll put it in yogurt and make smoothies with it. And we also have customers that are baking with that. So there's a few local bakeries that are buying bulk now and incorporating that into their bread and specialty products.
And it's high in protein?
High in protein. The hearts have 10 grams of protein per serving in a 30-ounce serving.
And that is just crazy. And you branded it. Tell us about your brand, please.
Yeah, our brand. So our company is Minnesota Hemp Farms, and our brand is called Field Theory. So we have a website that's fieldtheoryhemp.com, and we have all of our products that are currently available out there and posted so people can order online. And then we're also locally here in Hastings in Spiral Foods, and we're in several other co-ops, and we're working on large-scale retail outlets as well as national distribution.
John, how do you even wrap your hands around what is the most important thing now? Because you have you're in everything, aren't you? I mean, you're doing a lot of this yourself.
Yes. The most important thing and what my focus is right now is sales, because as we can get more awareness of hemp food and more people consuming our products, then that helps us fund different products that we can bring to market, as well as larger scale distributing. And then we're also very focused on processing, because having a large-scale processing plant helps us be able to take local grain within the state and process it and use it in these different products that we're bringing to market through our brand.
So hemp is grown in the spring like most farm fields?
Correct. It's a late planting. So really around the June 1st time frame is a good time to plant hemp. So it's kind of a nice alternative to some of the other crops where you have to get those in right away. Hemp can be planted late and be very high yielding, even with the later planting.
And how long is the growing season?
It's approximately 100 days. We have a couple different varieties that we're planting this year. One of them is a little bit earlier. It's about a 80, 90 day variety, and the others are about 105.
And do you use regular farm equipment to harvest it?
Correct. Most conventional farms can plant hemp. We use a grain drill for planting.
Is that what, like, corn would be planted with?
Corn, there would be a specialty planter.
Okay.
Anybody that's planting small grains or alfalfa would have a grain drill for oats and wheat and some of those types of crops. So we use a grain drill for planting, and then no herbicide, high nitrogen fertilization, much like corn. And then harvesting is done with a standard combine with a bean head. So most farms in our area obviously have that type of equipment, so there's very few modifications that need to be made. And most of it is in the grain handling side post-harvest.
And how did you find the farmers that you're using to grow in other parts of the state?
We found them. We presented at an organic conference in January, and so we had a lot of interest from organic farmers, because hemp is a good crop in that regard for weed suppression and organic. And then most of it was just word of mouth, people contacting us that had seen various articles. A few, I'm sure, heard our interview early on, KDWA, and that helped us here locally, certainly. It's been good. Most farmers want to know what the viability of it is, and so the most critical thing for us is to be able to offer contracts and establish that market. So we have our grain broker's license where we can buy and sell grain, and we have a good market outlet now for farmers that are interested in working with us.
And were you a farmer before this?
Yes, at a very small scale. I had my corporate job where I worked for a global IT company, but we had our 100-acre farm here, horse boarding and hay forage operation was predominantly what we did, and we still do that today as well as some beef cattle. But now my focus is going to be 100% on the new hemp company.
Tell us more about Field Theory. And I know you're looking to even do more products coming out.
Right. So Field Theory, our tagline is bring hemp to life. So we believe that as you add hemp to your diet, you'll flourish and good things will follow. That's the premise of our brand. And we have, as I mentioned, the hearts. Those are in Spiral Foods right now. They just took bulk. So we've got an 8-ounce package on the shelf as well as bulk for them. And then we have cold-pressed oil. So cold-pressed oil is basically taking the grain and extracting oil from it through a pressing process. And that's beneficial. You can put it on as a salad dressing and mixes. And then you can also take it, for example, for cholesterol reduction. People that take fish oil or flax oil or eat flax, they would benefit in a similar way from hemp oil. We also have a roasted product, and so that's the raw grain with the shell still on and roasted, and so that's a real nice crunchy kind of snack type food, and we're about 30 days out from having that. And then finally, we don't manufacture this product right now, but we're carrying a product called Restorative Botanicals. That's the brand, and that is a hemp oil extract. So what that is, your listeners might want to do a little research. They could search on CBD, CBD oil, or hemp extract oil. And there's all sorts of nutraceutical and health benefits. CBD, which is extracted from the flower and the plant material, so it's harvested during the growing process before the grain. There's extract oil that's created through this process, and CBD has anti-inflammatory, anti-anxiety attributes and pain reduction. And so we're offering that product right now until we can manufacture that, and that's available also online at fieldtheoryhemp.com.
Where do you manufacture your products?
Right now, we have very small-scale manufacturing in place, and we're planning. We just received a grant through the Minnesota Department of Ag, and we're going to be building out a large-scale processing facility in Olivia, Minnesota. So we're just 100 miles west, so we feel it's a good location within the state. And that will give us the ability to scale out our processing for the different products that we need to manufacture. And then for anything that we don't have equipment for, we'll use toll processors. So we'll hire out that processing of the excess capacity or the specialty product that we don't currently have equipment for.
And how does your season look this year? How are the plants doing?
It looks really great. We've had good weather since planting. We had some of our planting happening around June 10th, and then we finished up our planting around June 20th. And those fields look very good. We're anticipating a good harvest, and it'll be exciting this year because we have different varieties. So we're able to look at and compare how different varieties do here.
But you still will make the same products out of those varieties.
Correct. They all have very similar flavor profiles and attributes. It's more agronomy attributes that one may be more beneficial than the other under certain conditions.
How did you decide when you heard that this was going to be legal in Minnesota that you wanted to hop on board? Or did you want to hop on board even before it became legal to farm?
No, I wasn't, to be frank. I wasn't very interested in hemp. Because, or really that educated about it. I got involved basically because my whole life I've been looking for an opportunity to be on the ground floor on something new and developing.
I think you found it.
I think we did. And so it's really, really exciting, especially as an entrepreneur at heart. So many different aspects and products that we can create and avenues to market. And also the consumer base in the United States, doesn't really know much about hemp and hemp foods and hemp products. So that's going to grow over time and just create many, many more opportunities. We actually have some large orders coming in now from on the wholesale side. So people that are looking to buy our product and put in other products and formulate and create new products. Some of those products are, those brands, I should say, are in large retailers right now, like Whole Foods. And we've had some really interesting conversations where they're going to be taking our hemp seed and creating a new flavor or type of product that fits in their existing brand. So it's really, really been exciting.
It sure sounds exciting. And isn't hemp used in clothing?
The fiber, yes.
The fiber,
so
okay.
So we're harvesting for the grain and the food product, and then the stalks after harvest are baled, just like we'd bale straw. And then we're shipping those to a different company, and they're making all sorts of products from the fiber. Some of that will go for textiles and clothing. Some of it will be processed further and go into the oil and gas industry. The hemp fiber product can be used in oil and gas drilling. It is highly absorbent for any ancillary leakage that they have, and it also helps seal up the drilling cavities instead of chemical products.
Really? I wonder who discovered that.
I'm not sure. That's a good
Wow. That's the ground floor also.
Next interview, I'll have that answer for you.
John, this is so fun to talk to you and really watch your company go from the ground floor up. And I bet this is just equally as exciting for you to just...
It's very fun. The most fun part about it is the interest from people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of them are asking what's out in the field because they can see it in the local neighborhood.